I will not forget you, oh my God, my King. With a thankful heart I bring my offering, and my sacrifices, not what you can give, but what I alone can.
Hey, this is Wendell. I'm in my car at Culver's. Robbie and I just ate a really good lunch. And if you want good French fries, come to Culver's. Just saying.
Onion rings are better.
No, fries are better. That's our ongoing argument. Anyway, so welcome to Pathway. And this is Sunday night right after New Year. This is 2021. Can you believe that? 2020, goodbye. New year, let's see what happens. It's gotta be an improvement. I mean, seriously. Anyway, so tonight's gonna be just a little bit different. You don't have to listen to me drone on and on with a lesson. We are going to have a number of our Pathway people just share their New Year's thoughts. Some of them have resolutions, some of them have words, some of them have wishes, whatever. But we just asked them to share, and so you're going to be hearing from some of them, interspersed with some music that Lewis will tactfully place in between each share. And hope you enjoy. That's my wife coughing. It's not me. Anyway, just hope you enjoy. And like we always say. This too shall pass. It's going to be over. We're going to be back together. Just don't know when. It's like running a marathon with no finish line in sight, but we will be back together and things will get back to some semblance of normalcy. We will see. Anyway, enjoy tonight. And if you're watching, put your little chats in and cheer each other on and let's have fun. Okay. Carry on.
Hey, it's Joe. I have decided that this year my word of the year, my declaration of the year, of the thing I'm going to think about, meditate on, focus on, hopefully, is the word joy. Joy. That's my word. 2021. Here we go. It's okay to not be okay. This is a safe place. This is a safe place. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. There's still hope here. There's still hope here. Let go. right now. Just let go. Let his love wrap around you and hold you close. Get lost in the surrender and breathe it in until your heart breaks. And exhale. Exhale. For us, but to share your grace and love. And exhale, oh God, breathe in your grace, breathe in your grace. And exhale, oh God, we do not exist for us, but to share your grace and love.
Hey everybody, my name is Andrew. I am, among other things, an alcoholic. I have a complicated relationship with God, and I struggle with depression and anger and anxiety. I'm going to read. Wendell asked me to say something about the year in review. I've got it written down here because I wanted to get it all right. Man, it has been a year, huh? Politics, am I right? And it was a leap year, so we got a bonus day. I have been thinking about all the things that happened, and I've been trying to quantify this year. I don't know how to measure a year. I was looking at pictures of my son today from way back in January, comparing that to now, and I think I'm going to measure this year with his growth. He's gone up at least one shoe size, I think two. He's gone up a size in pants, up a size in shirts. He's taller, he's gaining weight. Another way to measure the year is, looking back, is progress. Comparing where I started to where I am now. Moving forward and backwards. This time last year, I was recovering from a manic depressive episode, or whatever you want to call it. We'll call it what it was a total breakdown. There's a song I keep coming back to called Miracle by the band Rise Against. And the bridge goes, when the weight we carry breaks us, it's tempting to stay down. But every road to recovery starts at the breakdown. There have been ups and downs this year. Physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain. And it's hard to see what kind of progress I've made, if any. I used the pandemic as an excuse to turn into a hermit. I have tried and failed to further my career. Most of my relationships aren't any healthier, and some are worse. But this year I have been focusing on myself. Sometimes it is a navel-gazing pity party, but looking back, most of my progress this year has been my relationship with myself. I spent my first 30 years just absolutely hating myself. Just the worst. I didn't show myself love or grace or... And any kind of self-care I did was just begrudging, like the bare minimum to keep afloat. I have found myself alone more this year. I've been off work with mostly myself for company. Back in April, I did a full inventory. I had a lot of conversations with myself and God. In the last year, I have lost and again found my faith. I used to view my relationship with God as transactionary. I do my part, he does his. Now, it's more like a conversation. I say this a lot, but having my son has taught me a lot about the love of God. At the start of this year, I did not see myself as someone worthy of love. Now I am learning what it means to let God love me. I know academically, I grew up in the same Sunday schools, some of y'all did, that God loves me more than I can imagine, and all that jazz. But I've never been able to wrap my head around that. So this year meant progress is dipping my toe in the pool of God's love. Progress is movement. Slow, plodding, intentional. I still don't have a fluffy post-inspirational shit on Facebook relationship with God, and that's okay. That's not who I am. Progress. Learning who I am means learning to love myself. Learning to be at peace with who I am and who I am not. Recovery starts with our closest relationships. First with ourselves and then with God. And then it radiates out from there. So once we start to learn to be healthy with who we are, we can be healthy in our relationships with others. That's what 2020 has been for me. And I could not have done it without you guys. All of you. I have failed up into a community of love and grace. And it's amazing. Looking ahead, I don't know what 2021 is going to be. I'm not going to magically turn into somebody else when the clock strikes midnight. And that's okay. We are, all of us, works in progress. I don't know that the goal is staying clean anymore. God won't love me less if I start drinking again. Not drinking is a side effect of recovery, not the goal. The goal is to let God love me and let that love become who I am. I'm not a resolutions kind of guy. I know myself too well for that. But, you know, the new year is a good time to look ahead. But I don't want to look too far ahead. If I look too far ahead, I'm going to miss the here and now. I've got a long way to go before I can say I love myself. And I know that I cannot fully love other people if I don't love myself. Now is not the time to say, new year, new me. I think it's time to say, new year, who am I, really? I'm looking at this new year as I'm challenging myself to love Andrew. Who I am, where I am right now. That's all I've got. Be excellent to each other. You guys are great, and I hope you have a great year.
Hey, Pathway family. For those who don't know me, I'm Alex. I usually run the slides and back on Pathway. 2020, it has been, I think we can all agree, whether we, whichever political side we lean towards or how we feel about COVID, it has been an interesting year to say the least. I usually always use the term, I'm going to make the next year my year, and I'm not using that as I go forward into 2021. I've decided to honestly use 2021 as not really my year, but I want to use it as a year to kind of better myself. I honestly thought about, one of my good friends, Misty Butler, told me once, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you should stop learning things. So I honestly sat down the other day, I was like, what are some things I've always wanted to learn, even if they're the most oddest things? I mean, I live in an age where there's YouTube. There is literally, honestly, nothing you really can't learn from YouTube. And let you know a little secret, I've never told anyone, since you're my Pathway family, you won't laugh at me too much. But I've actually always had a secret dream of honestly playing with Wendell, playing with Marfa in the band, and I've always kind of secretly wanted to learn how to play the guitar. Now, on my hand, I've always think that my hands don't work as fast as my brain, but honestly, I thought there might be something interesting to kind of look into and kind of start to learn how to do, or maybe learn maybe to cook a little bit. Just some random things I never thought about trying to learn. And my book is still at the top of my list. I honestly said in 2019 that I was going to try and have a rough draft of my book done by December, and I'm going to say that that did not happen. And I second-guessed myself a lot this week, this past year, but got my basic layout. As soon as 2021 hits, I'm hitting the ground running. We actually have a deadline and plans. First 6 months, we're doing a prototype draft. Then last 6 months, we're doing the actual rough draft. And we are going to have a full rough draft done by the end of the year. And if I get nothing else done next year, we're going to do that. But don't know about you, but I'm so ready for 2020 to be over. But the one thing I always have to remind myself greatly, and maybe you all need reminding of this too, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but just because 2020 is ending doesn't mean that 2020's problems are going to magically go away, I'm sad to say, but I still have a lot of goals, and I'm going to see that they're done in 2020 and 2021, and I honestly can say, I honestly don't know what 2021 really has in store for me. I do not know where I will be this time next year, and I'm actually pretty okay with that, but love you all. Happy New Year. Hopefully the new year will bring us some time to actually be able to meet together in person.
For you the blind will see. For you the mute will sing. For you the dead will rise. For you our hearts will pray. For you the dark. Through you my heart screams, I am free. I am free. I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
Yeah.
Howdy ho, friends. Loretta here. I was asked to do a short video on my New Year's resolutions for 2021. And I think I only have one, and that would be contentment. I resolve to be more content. And I believe that contentment requires perspective. And so I guess that would go hand in hand. I resolve to have better perspective. I've heard so many people say this year, including people that are really close to me, that it's never been this bad, we're a failed society, it's the end times. I have people that I love dearly preparing for the end times. They think the apocalypse, Armageddon is, you know, next week, that it's just never been this bad. That is total loss of perspective. There's an author, his name is J-O-H-A-N, I don't know if it's Johan Norberg, but he wrote a book called The Story of Human Progress. And it's about how we have grown and progressed and things continue to get better and better. Did you know that 2020 saw the greatest decline in illiteracy that we've ever seen in history. And do you realize the importance of literacy, the ability to learn, and the child mortality rate declined more than ever has in history. Global poverty declined more than it ever has in history. Undernourishment declined more than it ever has in history. He talked about the environment and how a lot of people despair about the state of our environment, and he acknowledged it is absolutely a valid concern, but that the growth that we have experienced in recent history, the knowledge that we've gained, is like never before. The growth is just exploding in our knowledge about the environment and how to turn the ship around. He talked about wars and violence and unrest and how we've really lost perspective there. If you look back, you know, hundreds of years, look at the Old Testament for crying out loud, hand-to-hand combat and the mortality rate in conflict compared to now, the number of wars being fought globally now compared to 100, 200 years ago. He talked about if we had had this virus appear, you know, 100 years ago, say it appeared in 1950, we would not have, 1950, that's not that long ago. We wouldn't have ventilators. We wouldn't have technology to make a vaccine. We would not have the internet so that we could spread knowledge. That's amazing. That's not that long ago. anyway, some of you were born before that. But anyway, it's a very good reminder for me to realize, you know, I have just been, as my mother would say, stewing in my juices. That's how she always said it. Quit pouting, quit stewing in your juices. And I have been, you know, and it's in, it seems to be that that's how we kind of comfort each other and relate to each other, is that we have this competition about I'm more miserable than you are. Really, honestly, I've done it all year. I've done it all year. Well, I have six friends who have had it, and we compete with our misery. I really do that. I do that. It's weird. Anyway. Shame on me. I want to do better. My husband always tells me, the sky is not falling. You remember the kids' book with Chicken Little, Henny Penny? The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is not falling. In fact, the sky is beautiful today. It's blue with big pillowy white clouds blowing all around. And I wanna be grateful for all of that. And I wanna turn my perspective around and live in a state of gratitude and perspective. It has been a hard year. It really has, but I've also neglected so much of the positive that's happened because I've become obsessed. I'm addicted to the chaos and the trauma. And I have used 4 minutes and 42 seconds. I'm so sorry, Lewis. Love you all, bye. Hello, friends. Once again, Wendell is playing all the instruments for us and singing background vocals because he's just that amazing. Oh, my baby, when you're older, maybe understand, you have angels dancing on your shoulders, 'cause at times in life you need a helping hand. Oh, my baby, when you're praying, leave your burden by my door. You have Jesus standing by your bedside to keep you calm, keep you safe away from harm. Worry not, my daughters. Worry not, my sons. Child, when life don't
I have come with a life to set you free.
Pathway. I'm without Gary. He is occupied with the grandbabies. We just had Christmas yesterday, so we have to wait till everybody makes their rounds and comes back to us, which is kind of normal. It's kind of fun. It's really laid back. Kind of hard on the kids because they've had three Christmases by now, but it's all good. Happy New Year to you and to yours. We were a bunch of poopy heads last night. We were in the bed by 10 o'clock, so we kind of missed it. But nonetheless, it's a brand new year. Happy 2021. It's got to be better than the last. I just went blank. Anyway, you know me, I like quotes and I read all the time, and I've been doing a lot of reading since all this has been going on, and which has kept me sane for a lot of the reasons. I don't have to tell you how yucky 2020 was, but I don't want to also forget the good things that we have learned and the things that have brought us closer as families, maybe not as with our friends and stuff, but it's been such a roller coaster, and it has been for everybody. So it's you know, I'm very grateful that my immediate family has not been touched by COVID, other than I've had brothers and nieces, and Gary's had some aunt and uncles that have been affected, but all have recovered, thank gosh. You know, and we're still in the middle of it, and we can't let up our guard and still do everything they tell you and try to be safe. I know it's really hard, but with the vaccine, I think the end is coming, and that has to be our hope and our light. I still pray every day for God to intervene and just to make it go away, but everything is in His timing. So I miss everybody, and I can't wait for the time that we can be together again. That's the biggest thing, and we've talked about this the whole time, about not taking for granted now what it means to be together and to hug and to touch and to share and to cry together and laugh together and eat together. So I'm really looking forward to that this year. Hopefully it won't be too long. I just want to share something with you that is actually on December 31st. It's from Melanie Beatty. She's the author of Codependent No More and Beyond Codependency. She's just a really good meditation specialist. So I hope you like it. It meant a lot to me. I'm going to put my old lady glasses on. It says, wait and expect good things for yourself and your loved ones. When you wonder what's coming, tell yourself the best is coming. The very best life and love have to offer. The best God and His universe have to send. Then open your hands to receive it. Claim it because it is yours. See the best in your mind. Envision what it will look like, what it will feel like. Focus until you see it clearly. Let your whole being, body, and soul enter into and hold on to the image for a moment. Then let it go. Come back into today, the present moment. Do not obsess. Do not become fearful. Become excited and live today fully, expressing gratitude for all you have been, all you have been given, all you are, and all you will become. Just wait and expect good things. Today, when I think about the year ahead, I will focus on the good that is coming. Love you all. Bless you. Stay safe. You know, till we see each other again. Love you guys.
Can that beach keep me where the light is? That's the end of that set, Joel.
Hello, Pathway family. 2020 is coming to an end. I think most of us are probably looking forward to 2021 hopefully being much different than 2020 has been. So that's almost here. Actually, by the time that we're all talking, it'll be 2021. So Happy New Year. Resolution is not a word that I've really, resolutions are not something I've really ever put into play because they usually don't work. You know, it's usually lose weight, exercise, and that kind of stuff. So I think I just want to be mindful in 2021 and intentional. I learned some truths about myself this year, some good, some not so good. So the ones that aren't so good, I'd like to work on those and try to be the best version that I can of myself next year. You know, make sure that when I'm saying something, I'm being intentional about it. Examining the reasons why I'm doing things, you know, to make sure that I'm not doing it for the wrong reason, that I'm doing it for the right reasons, you know, because it's something I should do, not trying to people please or seek attention or any of that stuff, because I have been known to do that and it usually doesn't end well. So just be intentional about what I'm doing. I am going to try to take a basic computer skills class next year. That was on my agenda for 2020, but the coronavirus kind of hampered that a little bit. So hopefully I'll be able to learn more about just basic computer, Excel, Word, maybe even some PowerPoint. I don't know. We'll see. PowerPoint's a little frightening because it would help me at work. I still love what I'm doing at work. I think I finally found something at 61 that I have a passion for. But anyway, so not really any resolutions as far as, you know, buying a house or buying a boat or going sailing. Just trying to be more intentional about what I do and the way I speak to people, and, you know, maybe not trying to take on so much volunteer stuff. Just trying to be the best I can every day. That's a hard job for me. Anyway, Happy New Year, everyone.
We'll just do a single. Tell us when Luke starts this one. All right. I'm just too, this too fun. Like, go, go, Luke. It's all you, big daddy.
Water.
together right now over me.
All right, Pathway, it's me again. Started with me, closing with me. Hope you enjoyed hearing from some of our folks and hearing some good music and spending some time together in the little chat room. So we're going to close with a serenity prayer. And I have advantage tonight. I have my wife with me who can correct me if I've been known to get steered a little bit wrong in our serenity prayer. So we'll close with our serenity prayer, okay? God, grant us, all of us, the serenity to, she's got a prompter over here for me if I need it. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. So, amen. And keep coming back. God loves you and this pretty lady right here.
Love you.
She loves you too. So, all right. We will see you next week.